Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Andy Baskin, Heights High icon. I'm Jeff Phelps. And Jose Ramirez had it going last night. And he propelled the team to a real nice beatdown of the Boston Red Sox and Corey Kluber, which I was tearing up, and I'm going to get to that later.
You'll be okay, Jeff.
Man, anyhow, we're going to get to that later. But the Guardians had 15 hits. They had it against a guy who obviously is near the end of the line and a guy who's already been designated for assignment, but I don't care.
Not
Kluber, the starting pitcher last night. Yeah. And so that's the way that goes. That's fine. They had 15 hits. All of a sudden, you start looking at batting averages, Andy. They're not in the 220 range. They're not in the 230 range for the most part. The guys who were hitting 200 are now hitting something more, unless you're a catcher. Cam Gallagher had two hits last night. He's up to 143. Cam, way to go. Will Brennan, who Terry Francona seems
emerging.
To really like. Will's looked great. He was 2-for-4 last night. He had two runs batted in. He's hitting 267. Mm-hmm. Again, Oscar Gonzalez, I'm still trying to figure it out. But as I've said, somebody hit and play right field. Will Brennan appears to be that guy right now. Miles Straw had a hit. Andrés Giménez is up to 245. He's no longer hitting 220. Josh Bell's no longer hitting 200. He's at 231. Josh Naylor up to 277. Is patience paying off here and everything is fine, remain calm all as well, or is this a mirage, Andy? Are they just hot at the right time, maybe? In other words, do we still have a dire need for hitting on this team, or is it okay? 216-474-0092. I'm beginning to think it's okay.
You go back and look at the last 10 games, they're hitting. You know, they had one game where they didn't score. That was it, against Minnesota on June 2nd. And they lost that game 1-0. Oh, what a bummer. I look at this. I see the offense is starting to percolate a little bit. I feel good about that. He scored, 19 runs in three games? That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can get to 4 or 5, you've got the pitching that can help you do what you need to do to win. So I feel good about where they are. Baltimore, Minnesota, Boston. Now you're starting to warm up a little bit. End of May, June. Now you got Houston, San Diego. You know, Houston's at home this weekend. See folks coming out to the park again.
That'll
we're talking about attendance numbers have been up
be
a
rough.
Little bit.
It could be rough.
Well, that's all right. I mean, you know, it should be a good weekend. Weather should be good for you to go on down. Numbers are up. Fans are into it. Let's roll on, baby. Roll on.
Roll on, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Roll on.
Roll on. They're playing well. I mean,
they've
won 4 of their last 5 games.
What song is that from?
And you're only a game and a half back.
Randy Newman.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Roll on Big O was a big thing for us. You know, we'd stop over at Lawson's, get a malt.
Yeah. One man sleeps while the other man drives.
Isn't that amazing?
Uh-huh.
Just to bring us fresh orange juice. God bless you guys.
You and I are the only ones
Thank you.
Who are, actually understand that.
That is not true. Plenty of our listeners, totally 100%. Poobah is pulling what little hair he has left on his head out of it going,
sandwich.
Wow, they just made a regional joke that probably 60% of our listeners understand.
Stephen Kwan's up to 256. The only thing that makes me think, okay, all is well, don't worry about the hitting, is this. You have tradable pieces right now. You know, again, I like Ahmed Rosario. if you're not going to keep him at the end of the year, you might want to try and trade him if there's any trade value there. He's up to 236. He had one hit last night. If you're not going to keep Shane Bieber, you know, you don't think that's going to work. We already, and we've talked about this one endlessly. There are ways to upgrade if you think you should upgrade. But now I wonder if management is sitting there thinking, wait a minute. Andres is fine, and we know that because he's, you know, he's got the big contract. Mm-hmm. But Will Brennan's up to 267. That's good. We're set there in right field. Are you? Miles Straw's playing good defense. His batting average has dropped, but that's okay because everybody else is starting to hit. We can deal with Miles in center field not hitting very well. I wonder where their head is, you know? I really do. I just wonder what the philosophy is, what the thinking is. Only a game and a half out of first place.
Jeff, who's untouchable? Ramirez, right?
Game and a half out of first place.
Who's untouchable?
On the entire team?
Yeah.
On the entire team?
On the entire team. I have one name.
I have three.
Go ahead.
Let me double check. I have three.
Okay. Go ahead, Sam.
Make it four.
Okay.
Jose Ramirez.
One.
Andrés Giménez. Tristan McKenzie. Emmanuel Clase.
I'll give you two. I didn't think Clase is in that mix for me, too.
Thanks.
Because having a closer is difficult. There's only two, Jeff. Because you know why? We were looking at those trades yesterday, and I was looking. I mean, you were just looking at pitching, but then I remember the day they traded, Kenny Lofton to Arizona, or to Atlanta, sorry.
Yeah.
And when they made that deal, it wasn't popular. There were a lot of trades they made that weren't popular. But sometimes you got to give up. You have to give up something if you really, really want something bad enough. And I don't know of anybody on the roster other than Jose and Clase. I'll give you Clase too. That I could, if they got traded, they got traded. I mean, I must be getting old, Jeff, because I don't have that attachment that I used to. Like I used to get.
You would trade him in us?
What am I getting back?
Okay.
What am I getting back, Jeff?
Well, here's the thing about this. I don't want to trade him because I like him a lot.
Yeah, I don't want to trade him either. But
except for this, eight middle infielders on the 40-man roster.
Yes.
Yeah. You have Tyler Freeman, who's done nothing but exactly what you want him to do. He can't get on the field. You have Brian Rocchio, who's hitting, 330 in AAA. He can't stick up here because right now you have a guy who has free agency coming up in 4 months. Playing shortstop, which still makes it's like, okay, hope you're looking to trade him because I don't want to trade him. But if you don't think he's going to be here next year and you know, you want to move him, right?
Right.
And I hate that philosophy sometimes, except it can work. And again, I know trade value, who's going to give you what for a bed? You never know. Again, it screams package deal to me is what it screams.
Yeah, for sure. Or a three team deal.
Maybe, yeah.
Or a three-team deal.
Yeah. You know,
there's a lot of options on the table.
Our team doesn't need to let pending free agents walk out the door without getting something in return.
Correct. They're just so heavy at pitcher, and I say that reluctantly because, you know, I don't know that you're ever really heavy at pitcher, but it feels like they're heavy at pitcher and they're heavy at middle infielder. So I don't know. It's hard to fall in love with players. I wish I didn't feel that way. I used to. I'd be like, oh, how could they trade that guy? I can't believe they let him go. Why did they sign that free agent? Oh, my God, let's Cy Young. I'm not that way anymore. I really want to see a World Series in my lifetime. I want them to win a World Series.
Well, sure.
And I don't care what it takes to get there.
Well, sure. So no words, trade the whole team.
Right. As long as the guys aren't from Cleveland originally, I don't care.
Really?
No. Not baseball, I don't care. Football, I tend to...
God bless the division.
Put my arm around,
by the way,
from Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, we know. God bless the division because they're a game and a half out. They're four games under 500, but they're only a game and a half out.
This 10-game swing, so important because if they end up falling on the wrong side of that Minnesota series, now you're fighting the uphill battle over and over. The split was okay.
Yeah, it was.
Split was okay. Even 3-1 or 1-3 would have been okay. They had to get at least one in there just to kind of make sure that they were weathering the storm, but they got great pitching against Minnesota. Great starting pitching.
Let me make
Minnesota.
You feel. Let me make you feel good. Ready?
Okay, good. Make me feel better.
Our team is 4 games under 500, and they're only a game and a half out.
I don't think about that. I don't
hold
know
on,
why.
Hold on. The Red Sox are only a game under 500. They're 14 games behind the Rays. The Oakland A's, they're done. But the Seattle Mariners, 1 game under 500. They're 10 games behind Texas. So in other words, the Mariners are pretty much toast. They might have a chance. They're 10 games. You can make up 10 over the course of the summer, maybe. You got to think the Red Sox are toast, right? They've got 3 teams to leap before they get to the Tampa Bay Rays, and they're a game under 500. I mean, they're better than the Guardians right now, and they're 14 out. Their season's basically over. I know they don't want to think that, but it is. You know, are you going to play better ball the rest of the way, significantly better than Toronto, New York, Baltimore, and Tampa? Unlikely. But in our division.
It is weird. They're 4 under and only a game and a half back.
Only a game and a half back. You want the other bad thing about that, though? White Sox and Tigers are only 3.5 back. The division gives you
every
opportunity.
Should we be looking at the standings, though, Jeff? Should
well, yes.
we be looking at them
Andy,
right now?
It's June. It's time, baby. We're closing in on the All-Star break.
I got to be honest.
We're closing in on that August 1st trade deadline.
Doesn't that kind of make you feel dirty? You're 4 games under 500 and you're only a game and a half back?
No.
Yeah, it kind of does.
No.
Makes you feel dirty, huh? The Twins are under 500.
Well, you're playing these teams 19 times a year, Andy.
Used to.
Yeah, I know.
Used to. Now I wish we were. Don't you?
Thus part of the
this would have been a great year for us to play these teams 17 times.
Thus part of our text chain with Brian Anderson yes. last night. That's coming up at noon. You're going to find it fascinating because I did.
Twins are a game under 500. How bad is the Central? I mean, if you were sitting around, you're the Yankees. You're 10 games over 500 and you're 8.5 back. The Blue Jays. And the Red Sox would be tied for first.
Yeah.
The Red Sox would be tied for first in the Central. Crazy.
And they're 14 games out. They're 14 games out. Are you reassured because the bats have been warm as of late? Or does it make you think even more? Come on, let's do something here. I got to be honest, because of the available pieces, I'm still thinking do something here. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I like that. Now, that's good. I thought Poobah did something different.
Poobah's here.
He's here. You know why?
Why?
And tell him what your argument was, Poobah.
Poobah stuck his head in the door after the last
segment. Because he got all mad.
And said this.
About nothing.
Wait a minute. Hang on first, ladies and gentlemen. The Poobah is in the room. If this show has nothing, it's decorum.
It's true.
That's about it.
What are you whining about today?
I'm not whining about anything.
I came in here like a whiner during the break, but go ahead.
Where'd you grow up, by the way?
Yeah. New York City.
Okay. And you're a what fan?
Fan of what team?
The New York Yankees.
Okay. Now.
By the way, and I hate the Houston Astros, too.
Okay, we're combined on that.
All right. With us.
Dodgers should really hate them.
In fact, can we play that liner one more time, Dan? That would be really nice.
But the big voice guy loves your promos.
I try.
They're fun.
All right.
Does he ever give you feedback on your promos?
No.
Okay. Good.
But that's okay.
He just reads
smart
it.
Smart man.
Yeah.
Gets the check.
Yeah, well, you should. One time we will play the out cues of sometimes he mispronounces names, and that's the really fun part.
Yeah, let's play
I don't think
those.
He'd
That'd
like
fun.
That.
We'll do that next April Fool's Day.
Would he get paid for
that? Okay, good.
Would he get paid for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. All then right, we good. Just send the redos.
Okay, good.
But we'll do that. We'll do all the mispronunciations.
All right, okay. Clevelanders, listen to what he has to say.
Nice. Go ahead.
They should abolish divisions in Major League Baseball.
And do what?
It's
just have a 15-team league?
Yeah.
And just
absolutely.
Count the standings.
There
so
is
in other words, the season's over by June for half the teams
okay.
in the league.
So let's go to what Jesse Rogers tweeted yesterday, Dan.
So Jesse Rogers is the poobah has queued up, tweeted this out yesterday.
Hold on. From ESPN?
From ESPN.
He's been on our show. He's a great guy.
He has. He has hopped on previously.
Yep.
The Twins now lead the AL Central with a 31-32 record after their loss to the Rays today. According to Elias, it is the latest in a season for a division leader to be below 500 since the Arizona Diamondbacks on July 24th, 2008, when they were 50-51.
All right, so in football, you have rivalries, you have four-team divisions. It works in football. In hockey, they have divisions, you have rivalries. Show me a reason why in the American League you have to have divisions. It doesn't make sense. You have rivalries with the Yankees. You have rivalries with the Astros. Those guys are in the West and the East. There's no reason why you need to partition people in baseball.
Because it's structured so that you, scheduling-wise, you're still playing those teams more.
Why
which does give,
should
which
you?
Which does give, because you want to keep your fan bases involved.
Yeah, you realize that when we were growing up in Northeast Ohio, like many of our listeners, probably the majority.
Done by mid-May.
Yeah, we were done by May every year.
I believe the drop is called Those Were the Days.
I don't care what you think. Yeah, you know why? Because these days are a lot better because we're competitive throughout the summer, and it made baseball a lot better for us in Northeast Ohio. You could shake your head all you want. No one cares about the highbrow Yankee attitude where they buy championships and put themselves in the playoffs every year.
Haven't done that in a while, though.
I know, but put themselves in the playoffs every year.
At least as often as they used to.
We would have absolutely no chance if we played the way you guys played. We wouldn't. And, Jeff, our childhood is based on that, where we would sit there, we'd be done with school in the beginning of June, and then we'd be going to the ballpark to go see all the rookies play, and then hope that there'd be next year, knowing that there was no way we were getting by the Red Sox or the Yankees every year, or Detroit most of the time.
Can I tell you an attitude I had as a kid, and I look back at it now?
You didn't care if they made the playoffs.
It never dawned on me.
That we sucked?
No, it never dawned on me that our team wasn't winning and that I didn't need to enjoy Major League Baseball because I enjoyed it regardless. I loved going to games when I was a kid. And when I was like late in high school, early in college, I'm going all the time. And I didn't care that our team didn't win. That was never a real part of the equation for me. It really wasn't. So I would have been okay with divisionless baseball because I still would have gone. But I know to a lot of people, they're not going to go. They're not going to get behind it. They're not going to follow it unless your team has a chance. I didn't care.
Maybe we just had different childhoods on this thing because I just know that when we got to go to a game, it was a gigantic deal. Grandstand managers was the greatest thing in the history of baseball because we were allowed to get free tickets to go to a game, and all we had to do was send in a self-addressed, self-envelope. And I remember there were days my dad was laid off at the mill, and we were lucky to get out of the house to go do anything, and we were really happy to go watch my brother play because we had a chance to go watch baseball games. And I always sat there, listened to the games on the radio. Every morning I was in the plain dealer, I was in the press in the afternoon to see what the latest was in the standings and scores because I wanted my team to go to the playoffs. I needed to feel like a winner, and we never got there.
And I say this with all due respect for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, you grew up in New York. If the Yankees weren't hot, you could look at the Mets. Or you could turn to the Giants and the Jets. We didn't have a choice. You know what I mean? You had so many teams growing up that you could follow. It didn't matter to me if they were winning or losing. That was my team.
Look, and I understand that. Here's the thing that I fight back with it. Every Guardians fan who comes at me with, oh, you're the Yankees. The Guardians have one of the, if not the smartest front office in baseball and know how to develop pitchers. For some reason.
Not power hitters.
They can't develop power hitters.
Yeah.
They can't develop position players outside of a couple middle infielders and Jose Ramirez.
And can we say they got lucky on Jose? Because did anybody expect him to be this guy?
Okay, but that's my point.
Yeah.
Like, there is a problem with the Guardians with the way that they value certain positions and can't seem to get over the hump there. And that's the thing, again, why I go back to divisionless baseball. Everybody can have different strategies in baseball. It shouldn't be based, your record shouldn't be based on your payroll or where you play. It should be based on how good your front office is in providing the manager with the right players to win.
So your point there for our team is what?
Well, two things. One is the pitching right now.
Because we're not going to spend more than most teams in the league.
No, but you have a decision to make right now when you're a game and a half out.
Yeah.
And you have probably seven starting pitchers on your 40-man roster who could start anywhere on any different team in the major leagues.
The other day when Brett Boone was with us, and Brett said he wouldn't trade Bieber and went off on that and kind of raising the white flag, I followed that up by asking him, well, in our situation, would it not be going for it to trade Shane Bieber? You know, you're not throwing in the towel. You're doing just the opposite because you think you're set. And off your point, Mr. Poobah, you have the pitching. You think you have it. You want to add some bats. You wouldn't be throwing in the towel. You'd be going for it.
Right. Just going back
which
to your original point.
Which goes back to if you don't have divisions, you're going for it nonetheless. Maybe you have to be more aggressive and make those kind of moves.
And here's the other point, Poobah. Here, I just want you to look, and this is just for us to talk about later, but from your birth year until the split when the East got split off and we became the Central in that, what, 94, that see how many times the Yankees went to the playoffs when you were a kid. And I just going back, from my birth year of 67 till 95, we never went to the playoffs. And so if you ask me,
ditto.
Yeah. So if you ask me, what do I think of the Central? I think it's the greatest thing that ever happened. It's the greatest thing that ever happened. One,
that
two,
is a loser's
three,
lament
four,
if I've ever heard
five,
one.
Well, six, seven, eight.
We can't even argue with that.
Nine,
point.
10, 11, 12 trips since we went to the Central.
Seriously.
Again, why don't we just make it?
Thing?
It's going to be payroll divisions. We should make payroll divisions in baseball.
Yeah, I just think you come off as a whiner here because I think.
Oh, that's right. That's me, Mr. Whiner. Yep.
We appreciate the fact that.
No
the,
problem.
I appreciate the fact the Central was here. No, it's Poobah.
Mr. Whiner.
It's Poobah.
Didn't know that.
He loves being.
Can I go now?
You're out of here. Peace.
Yeah. Thanks, Poobah.
No,
thanks.
Thank you, Jeff.
You and your highfalutin, high payroll Yankees. Goodbye. See you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Frank wants to talk about your point.
Hey, Frank.
Frank's in Kent. Hi, Frank.
I ain't doing any of that. Boy, Poobah got me riled up.
Poobah got you riled up.
Poobah's
all happy now.
He shoots his mouth off about the Yankees, but he doesn't realize, and you guys notice, that our great general manager of the 60s, Gabe Paul, used the Indians as a damn Yankee farm team. And everybody knows that because the Indians didn't have the payroll. So what the hell's Poobah talking about payroll? Doesn't matter. Payroll
Amen,
matters.
Frank. Amen. Friend of the show.
Gabe
Friend of
Paul.
The show. There you go, Frank. Thank you. Good stuff.
Does Poobah know who the Gabe Paul is?
Of course he does.
He does.
You know,
yeah.
He gave the Yankees Nettles and Chambliss.
Poobah knows the sports.
Yeah, Nettles and Chambliss is a classic example.
That's right.
And so, we have to reform the payroll system on the level of what the NFL has. And the Indians moving out of the Eastern Division, this is an Eastern Division team, for God's sake. We're in the Midwest, but it's an Eastern Division.
All right, Frank. Right? Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Love Frank's voice. Joe's in Cleveland. Hi, Joe.
Joe!
Hey, Andy, I believe in the – I'm happy for the Central, too, because as a fan, I like to win once in a while. We would have no chance in the other one. The only thing that aggravates me is that at the trade deadline, like right in end of July, they can, grab somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not playing as good as us going into playoffs, say. But all of a sudden, they get to steal two or three players that are playing amazing.
Yeah.
And then it boosts them up over us. But you know what? I feel bad for you, though. Like, I wish I could have bought you a hot dog back then when you were sending those tickets in. You know, your dad was laid off. I mean, it was a sad story there.
Well, I mean, I'm not the only one that has that story. There are plenty of us that have that story. Same deal. I mean, we all know what the Mills were going through in the 70s and 80s. And my
hot dogs were 90 cents
as an electrician
then,
and yeah, they were cheaper, though. So I'm not trying to tell you a sad story, but I do think there are a lot of people that share my story.
No, it almost brought a tear to my eye. I'm just saying it was good.
Thanks, Joe.
I'm glad you're such a fan, though, of the Cleveland Indians still. You know, that's a good story.
There
Thanks,
you go, Joe. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And trust me, Andy made up for it with all the hot dogs.
That's true. I ate up enough hot dogs for a decade of being a kid. Those things were free. They were me.
216-474-0092, number to join us. And we'll take your calls coming up next. But, man, I got to tell you, I watched Corey Kluber last night, and I had a tear in my eye. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Poobah has left the room.
Way to go, Poobah. That was fabulous. Almost time to crown an NBA champion. And FanDuel wants you to be a part of the excitement because right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. That's $2,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. $2,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Think about that. No better place to bet all the finals action than America's number one sportsbook. Here's how you do it. Visit FanDuel.com/Jeff P. FanDuel.com/Jeff P, J-E-F-F-P, and get a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. That's FanDuel.com/Jeff P. That's me. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.